The ship's proximity alarm system is activated,
the slicer droid told Post in a raspy voice that owed more to the shoddy quality of its vocoder than any intentional programming.
The system is linked to a ground buzzer anti-personnel blaster concealed in the dorsal bow. The alarm can be disabled, but there is a high probability that the protocol droid will contact its masters the moment the system is overridden.
Post cursed under his breath.
How close can we get to the ship before the alarm is tripped?
The field extends to the perimeter of the landing bay. We can reduce our distance to the ship by 0.13 meters if necessary.
Resembling a primeval avian as much as it did a predatory reptile, the droid was held aloft by a small repulsor lift that dangled from a compact torso. Bulging oval-shaped sensors atop the snout-like module that contained the slicing matrix might have been eyes, but in fact, the droid's visual scanners and recorders were located beneath the tapered snout, where teeth might have been.
What are our options?
Post said.
We need to interfere with communications to and from the landing bay.
Go ahead and do that.
The ability to interfere with communications is beyond my programming. We need a jamming device. A Locris D-80 field disruptor will suffice.
Where am I supposed to get a jammer?
Master Drell has one in the shop. You'll need to go there while I wait.
Go? Can't we just have it delivered?
Certainly. Although I am obliged to point out that you will be affording Master Drell full knowledge of this operation. Normally he asks few questions of his customers, but in this instance, his curiosity is likely to be aroused.
Post cursed again.
How much is this jammer gonna cost?
Absent current specials, the rental fee will be 400 credits per local hour.
Post puffed out his breath.
That'll wipe us out!
Are we aborting the mission?
No, we're not aborting the mission. Find a place to hide yourself. I'll be back as quick as I can.
Hoofing it into town to save the few credits a speeder taxi would have cost, Post hurried through the door of the droid shop, grateful to find the Gron drool behind the counter.
How is the droid working out?
Fine,
Post said.
But I need a jammer.
Any particular model?
Locris D-80.
Just so happens I have one of those.
Drool came out from behind the counter, his trio of stalked eyes scanning the shop.
Ah, there it is.
He lifted the device from a shelf and carried it to the counter.
I charge an hourly rate to 500 credits.
I thought it was 400.
Post snapped. The Gron appraised him.
Who told you that?
Your slicer droid.
Cliffing droid,
Drool said.
All right, it's yours for 400. 1 hour down plus a deposit of 400. When will you be returning it?
Post said while he was counting out the last of the credit bills.
Not right away.
I close at 6 local sharp. If you're not here by then, the price rolls over into the following day.
Whatever,
Post said. Cradling the jammer in his arms, he raced out the door. The slicer droid detected his arrival at the Falcon's landing bay and drifted out from behind a stack of shipping containers. Breathless, Post set the jammer on the ground.
What now?
Simply follow my instructions,
Post muttered a curse. Half an hour later, with the jammer already running low on battery power and Post running low on patience, the hovering slicer droid issued a series of beeps and tones.
It is now safe to enter the landing bay. I will override the proximity alarm as we approach the ship. On learning that communications are jammed, the protocol droid may attempt to raise the boarding ramp and lock it manually, so you will have to hurry.
Nice to know I count for something,
Post said. Side by side, they circled around to the entrance to the bay. Post took a breath and made straight for the boarding ramp astern the cockpit. He hadn't covered a meter of duracrete when the Falcon loosed a blaring sound that ceased almost as abruptly as it began. Bounding up the ramp, he rushed into the YT's main hold, where he found the Solo's golden protocol droid bent over the engineering station's comlink and calling for Captain Solo.
What?
The droid straightened and took a backward step.
Who are you? And what are you doing aboard the ship?
I'm borrowing it,
Post said.
Borrowing it? We'll just see about that.
The protocol droid was stepping from the hold when the slicer droid drifted into the ring corridor, its pair of data probe legs extended beneath it.